This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Tuesday afternoon. Brought to you by 12 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Back into some NBA playoff conversation. Conference finals start tonight in the Western Conference. Tomorrow night in the Eastern Conference. I do have one, like, kind of final, probably, because it doesn't seem like anything's going to happen, thought/theory on what's going on with the Hawks president of basketball operations search, which we'll get to in 20 minutes. And then Back Page with Bo, preceded by, at 12:40, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. Friend of the program, yes. By the way. I don't think we've talked to her since
draft day.
She got drafted. Mm-hmm. Can you believe she's entering her fourth year in the WNBA? It's insane.
Crazy.
So we'll talk to her at 12:40 as well.
I got to give a shout-out to my neighbors, neighbor Bob and Miss Libby. They're listening to us. They're on the way to vacation. They're going down to Sarasota. And so they told me that they were listening on the way down. So thank God. They finally went on vacation. They're like, you and Ashley don't want to go on vacation.
No, we want to. Some more than others. Just sometimes you have to make hard choices in life, so then later in life you can make easier choices. You know? It's simple as that.
I understand.
Sometimes you got to be a grown-up.
I understand. But see, that's what I'm saying. The grown-upness is holding you back from being on the beach with your lady. I ain't going to say pink. With a daggone umbrella drink.
You done?
No. Andy. Okay. What is? Damn, never mind.
No, you go on.
Oh, I'm asking because the elements paid off, so that's one less thing you can put that towards.
Well, I'm not going to detail the spreadsheet if that's what you want me to do.
No, we're not
going to tell you about all the stuff.
No, but I'm saying so there's some extra income. Put that away and go get on the beach with your lady.
Okay.
I know you want to.
Oh, I do.
You enjoy the beach just as much as anybody.
No, I don't. Other people like the beach more than me. I'm more of a mountains guy.
I'm a pool guy.
But we will next year.
Okay.
Yeah. It was 2025.
Okay.
Was the year of reset.
We
got a little aggressive in 2024.
Okay.
Especially at the end of it.
Okay.
We had some fun. We did some fun stuff. We did some fun stuff.
Yes.
And then fun stuff oftentimes costs.
Yes.
And then so 2025 was all about let's find fun stuff that doesn't.
Right.
And we've done a great job.
Yes.
So far. Now some of us are having a harder time sticking to the plan. Than others are. Some of us are even pretending that we agreed to the plan, pretending that we didn't agree to the plan in the first place.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
And now we're like finding gray areas like, well, it's not a trip if we don't fly.
Oh,
well, that's not.
My damn.
Who wrote that down?
If that ain't.
Is that a.
If. You preach to the choir over here, dog. You know my.
Well, then why are you trying to talk like you're not in the choir?
My wife just sent me a screenshot of an email she got that says 30% off on travel. I'm like, okay.
Cool.
Because that's what I always say. That this is the thing that my family always get on me about. You don't ever want to go nowhere. It's not that I don't want to go nowhere. I don't got to go nowhere every time. Every time, are we off next month? Are we off on Monday?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Do you know that she tried to plan a trip?
I was like, of course she did.
I was like, just because I have off don't mean that we got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't. Because we got the twins' graduation is Saturday morning, so we can't have a whole weekend. Well, we can leave. Well, what'd she say? She said, well, Florida's not that far from Mom's house. I was like,
oh, you are closer to Florida.
Yeah, I'm closer to Florida. Hour from my house to my mama's house. Well, we're an hour closer to Florida. Yeah. We just go down. We can go down there. We can go down there early Saturday. We have all day Sunday. And we can leave late. Because her favorite thing in the world is to leave as late as possible the next day. That's why we always take them damn overnight flights.
Right.
So, yeah, I already know.
Yeah.
I already know.
So, yeah, we're good.
All right, let's make sure.
Okay. Are you?
I am. Yeah. I am. I'm concerned about you.
Because we're not
you.
Going anywhere. Until 2026.
Dude, you told – I know this. 2026 is the 2026 is the year of bunkers.
Well, yeah, we'll get back to, like, our normally scheduled spring break trip and then maybe one other thing. We're not going to go crazy again because that's what got us in the problem in the first place. Like, when you do your end of the year look at everything and it's like, oh, my God, look at how much more debt we have now than we had when the year started.
Yeah.
And we made way more money than we made last year. What are we doing? Why are we acting like we're rich when we're not? So let's scale it back, you know?
Right.
Let's live reasonably, responsibly, and then we can get back to reasonable trips occasionally. We're not the Waltons, you know? We don't own Walmart, okay? We go to Destin for a week in April, and then maybe we go to Seattle in August.
Right.
And that's it, okay? And then maybe later, when we really get stuff taken care of and together, then maybe we can start talking about other stuff. We're not going on, like, surprise trips to places. We're not doing a week here and a week there and a weekend in New York and all. We did that.
Right.
And that's how you end up at the end of the year looking at your spreadsheet wondering how in the world did we make all of this money and yet have no money? How did we do that? How did we manage to accomplish that?
I got some ideas. You know, my wife, she'll come up with something.
No, I came up with it.
We'll send it over.
No, you don't have to.
We're not going to send over a budget. We're going to send over trips.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't send anything.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I came up with a plan, which is don't do anything. And then by the end of the year, I've scheduled it all out. We'll be fine. And then we can get back to doing stuff. It's just, you know, it's what you do.
It's responsible.
It's annoying. It's not fun. I'm not enjoying it.
I know that.
I hate more than anything having to be like, no.
Because you're the bad guy.
Yeah. Because then I'm the bad guy. And then she weaponizes the little redhead against me. She comes in.
Daddy won't let us go here.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, daddy doesn't want to do that. It's like, daddy does want to do that, but daddy's not. We're not. Sucks.
Look at my man.
Let's drive. How you guys want to drive to Charlotte? How about that?
How about you use that as a vacation?
It was.
Oh, you didn't use that.
Counts for me.
Okay.
We left the state.
Hey, go,
but here's the thing. It's not, we stayed with people who we know.
Right.
We didn't pay for any hotels.
Right.
That's the rule.
That's you.
We are not paying for airplane tickets or hotels in 2025. Okay? All right.
All right, Bo.
Somebody wants to fly us somewhere and let us stay at their house.
Right.
Okay. But that's it. All right? And by the end of the year, we'll be at a good reset and we'll be fine. It's not fun. I don't like it. Let's get to an NFL huddle. Why do you think I got all these endorsements?
What was it? That's a damn trip right there. Technically it is.
Huh?
Technically it is. It's a trip. That's her wording. That's the word. Yeah, it's a trip. We're not in Georgia anymore. That's a trip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waynesville. Vacation. She went to D.C. for work. Vacation.
Oh, no. Not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's not do the work trip.
It's great.
You know, Vegas still been held over my head. I was like, you and Andy went to Vegas, so we're working.
For work.
Yeah, we're working.
Great, so we went on a trip. All right, Fred Warner and the 49ers reach a three-year extension worth $63 million. If I got that, we could go on a trip. I didn't. I signed a three-year contract extension also. he's the highest-paid off-ball linebacker in the NFL.
Yeah, man, he is a... He's still playing at a really, really high level. This is the second time he's been made the highest paid middle linebacker in football. That's how good of a player he is. And, I mean, they got to figure out something. I mean, getting Brock Purdy's deal allows you to do a lot more things with the salary cap because it takes numbers down and things like that. But he is one of the best players in ball. And, you know, they're losing people, but they're not having a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, they let Debo go out, but other than that, nobody's really – left or anything like that. And so they're still going to be in the mix to contend in the NFC. But, yeah, I mean, when you got a guy like this, you got to give him his bread.
I think they'll still be in the mix if the running back plays.
And I think he's the most important vital part of this team.
He is.
Because when he's right, this man, just like he won the NFL Offensive Player of the Year,
mm-hmm.
when Christian McCaffrey is right, the dude is still – one of the best players. Not just running backs, best players.
How many games did he play last year?
I think he played five.
Yeah.
Remember, he came in, he had whatever was wrong with his
– never looked right.
Well, something was Achilles, mm-hmm. tendonitis or something in, like, both of them. And so, yeah, it's just – yeah, it's unfortunate because he's such a great player.
Such a great player. And he's so fun to watch.
Such a great player.
Yeah. If you're wondering whether or not Aaron Donald is going to make a return from retirement, here's Aaron Donald.
As far as, like, playing football and things like that, it's like I don't miss it. Like, I be thinking, like, I don't even have the passion or the excitement to want to play football, right? I will always love football. But once you lose the passion to, you know, to put the work in and play the game, then that's when I was like, that's when it was time for me to walk away.
He's absolutely correct. He's 100 absolutely correct. I just always go back to, and this was when my man Big George was, he was scouting for the St. Louis Rams, one of the scouts for the Rams. Mm-hmm. And he was telling, he's like, dog, this dude, Aaron, because, I mean, he was the first, I think they picked him number 11, I think. Mm-hmm. And they were like, man, this dude, Randy, he different. I was like, okay, we'll see, man. And then you just saw him come out, and he was just like, he can still be the best defensive player in football.
Right.
That's how great he was.
But I understand, like, he probably knows that, but then he also knows what he would have to do that.
Yes.
He doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Which, no, respect.
Fine. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Go make
respect.
Go make all the money. This is his second year retirement, so he got three more years. He's easily a first back. He's in that
first
room.
Battle.
He's in that room that
you
talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, exactly.
Yeah,
like, if you're more than a Hall of Famer, he's more than a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's up in that room.
Yeah,
That's how great he is.
Here's Frankie Louvu, who will always be associated with the Tush Push because he's the guy that kept diving over the line to try to time it and kept getting called for penalty. And then the ref finally told him, like, hey, man, you keep doing that, we're just going to give him a touchdown, which I didn't know they could do. We learned a new rule thanks to Frankie Louvu.
You know that changed a lot of people's mind on the Tush Push?
That did right there?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why.
The rule that they can give you a touchdown, you keep doing it. Oh, that's when everybody turned.
Okay.
Like, oh, even all the people that were supporting turned.
Right.
Oh, you can get a touchdown? Yeah, it was a bunch of crap.
Here's Frankie Louvu talking about banning it.
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball.
Well,
and that's just my own personal opinion. And
hard counts are part of football, my man. It's a part of football. The biggest issue, because it's a quarterback sneak without pushing. So if you're going to take out the fact that the running back and everybody can push, the linemen aren't doing anything wrong.
Right.
The tight ends that are in there, they're not doing anything
wrong.
Right.
The offensive linemen are doing what they would do on a quarterback sneak.
They're pushing.
Right. It's the guys behind
them. Yeah. And so you take that out of it. I still think it's soft as hell by the Green Bay Packers. I think when people talk, it's not a pretty play. Shut the hell up.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All that ain't the most.
That's the wrong argument.
If that ain't the most, I ain't never been in a three-point stance ass argument. Ain't never been in a three-point stance. Ain't never been hit by another grown man wearing pants. It's such an ugly play. Goodness gracious.
The only argument that I hear about it, because, like, I mean, if it's an unfair advantage, then you should just do it too. Like,
yes.
I don't like that either.
Yes.
The injury part of it doesn't make sense because there's no data to back it up.
None.
The only thing is, if you're just going to ban all pushing or pulling, then just ban all pushing or pulling.
All of
Just ban all of
all
it.
All of it.
And that's fine. Like, I can get behind that
because
that actually makes sense across the board.
Yes. Okay, you're running back. Y'all lift up the running back and run with him 10 more yards. No.
Right. I can see banning that.
Yeah.
And then if you're
going
to include all of it in it, then do it as a full package and we're good. But yeah, like, try to lie and, like, well, we know the NFL cares about injuries.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we can get them to change it based on that. Even though they, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They kind of do. They're actively increasing kickoff returns on purpose.
Yeah.
And making the season longer.
Yeah. But,
but you
player
know.
Safety, baby.
Yeah. Player safety.
Player safety.
All right. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA. Conference finals start tonight in the Western Conference. Eastern Conference finals tomorrow night. Thought, maybe crazy, you can tell me if it is, about what the Hawks are doing with their president of basketball operations search. We'll get to all that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.